Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you'll get 3 specific skills that will help you delegate so nothing falls through the cracks, and the work you get back is exactly what you needed. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. In this episode, you're going to get 3 delegation skills that will help you to do the work only you can do, make sure delegated tasks are finished on time, and that the work you get back is quality work your team can be proud of. All right, let's get to it. So if you've been leading for any length of time at all, you know you've got to delegate. You're supposed to. You know you can't achieve those big goals on your own, and that leadership's all about achieving results through relationships and with other people, and that when you delegate, you're multiplying yourself. So you know all those things, but delegation can still be frustrating. How many times have you delegated a task or a project just to have it drift off into oblivion? Weeks later, you find yourself thinking, whatever happened to that thing? And then you've got to chase people down. You're frustrated. They'll get frustrated. If that's ever happened to you, there are just a couple of really specific things that you can add to your delegation tool belt. And it's something that these are tools that not enough leaders use. They're so simple, easy to use. And you can start right away. As soon as you get done with this podcast episode, you're going to have an advantage over many other leaders and managers when you use these tools. And you're going to waste far less time tracking down those open projects. Now, before I give you those 3 steps, those 3 tools, I want to take a quick look at delegation in general. Because if we just pay attention to some definitions and a couple of things up front, it's going to make these 3 specific skills make more sense, and you'll have the right mindset going into them. So first, when we talk about delegation, let's talk, what do we mean? What I'm saying when I say the word delegate is I'm talking about the act of sharing responsibility and authority for a task or a project or an outcome with someone else. Sharing responsibility and authority. That definition is important. We're going to come back to it as we get to the final skill. So that's the first one, sharing responsibility. So now why delegate? We got the definition of sharing that responsibility. Why do it? Well, I'm sure that you can list off several reasons to delegate, but I want to hit 3 of the best reasons to delegate. If you struggle with it, if you're like, should I? First, it frees you up to do the work that only you can do. And that's where you ought to be spending, you want to be spending the majority of your time as a leader, as a manager, is the work that only you can do. Whether that's specific task work, if you're in a co-management working role, that's specific to your job, or whether it's the people work and the strategic type of development work that only you can do. Frees you up to do the work only you can do. Second is that delegation builds your people. They'll grow in their own skills, their responsibility, their leadership, their effectiveness at different tasks. And then the third reason, and this one sometimes comes as a surprise to a few leaders, they might actually be better at that particular task than you are. So those are some reasons to delegate. I'm sure you can come up with some others. Okay, so we know what we're talking about with delegation, sharing responsibility, authority. We know why we need to be delegating. Now, one other element before we get to those 3 skills I mentioned is before you delegate, I want to make sure you're confident in a couple of things. First is you want to make sure the person that you're delegating to has all the information they need in order to succeed. It's often the case we're moving fast, we try to delegate, people don't have all the information they need, and then they get frustrated, or we get frustrated with what they do. Second is you want to make sure the person you're delegating to is sufficiently trained. If you need to teach them, you want to do that first. You schedule it in your onboarding, scheduling it in your training, scheduling it in your development of that individual. Or if you know you're going to need to delegate in a week or two, train them first before you try to delegate. It's very frustrating to somebody to try to delegate as training. It doesn't work. And finally, before you delegate, you want to make sure that the task you're trying to delegate is not something that only you should do. So for instance, if there's a core part of your job description to say, I don't know, choose a new build location, you might get input from the team, but if that's a decision that's really strictly on you, you want to keep that decision with you and not delegate it. Okay, so let's say you've checked off those items. Person has the information they need, they've been trained, it's a task you can safely share. Delegating is going to give you more time. It's going to build your people. Now what? Now it's time to delegate. So now we come to the three skills, the three specific things you want to do when you delegate that's going to make sure nothing falls through the cracks, things come back on time, and they come back in a quality way. First, you want to delegate the outcome, not the process. So what do I mean by that? The outcome is, what does success look like? If the person's already been trained, they basically know how to achieve what it is they've been asked to do, or they've got sufficient training information to be able to figure it out, you don't want to tell them step by step how to do it. That's either training, if they didn't know, or it's micromanagement. If they do know, it's micromanagement, super frustrating and off-putting to people. So if they don't know how to do it yet, take a step back, do the training. Don't call it delegation. You can say, hey, listen, I'd like to train you in how to do this, or one way to do it, so that in the future, this is something I can delegate so that you can take responsibility for it. And of course, if they've already been trained, don't do the process thing. That's just micromanagement. You frustrate your people. So first step, delegate the outcome, not the process. What does a successful outcome do here? And this is a place that many leaders make a mistake when they're trying to delegate. It's the first and biggest, really. If you've ever delegated and got back something and said, well, this isn't what I asked for at all. It happens all the time. And to avoid this, there's two steps you can take as you're delegating and being specific about the outcome. First is let's get really detailed on the specifics. You want to clarify any relevant criteria that their solution has to meet. Be especially clear about what a successful solution will do. What's the purpose? Before they turn it in, encourage your folks to ask themselves, have I really achieved what this task or project is supposed to do? That way, it's not just checking a box or crossing off a task. They're focused on the bigger picture. And by the way, that's a great practice for you as well. A task is never just a task. What is it supposed to achieve? Have I achieved that outcome with whatever I did? And asking your people to do the same. So that's the first part of delegating the outcome effectively. Be specific. What's it got? What is this thing supposed to achieve? What are the criteria it needs to meet? And then the second part to avoid being disappointed in what you get back is checking for understanding. And for a deep dive on check for understanding, you can check out episode 275. But to just cover it quickly right now, once you've explained the assignment, ask the other person to explain in their own words what they understand they're doing. For example, say you get done explaining what that outcome is going to be, and you say, all right, let's do a quick check for understanding. That's the project. Can you review your understanding of the critical criteria we need to meet and what a successful outcome will do here? Then they do it in their words, and then where their understanding isn't clear, you can review and go over it again and help clarify those points. So get clear about the specifics, the criteria it needs to meet, what's the successful outcome do, and do a check for understanding to ensure you're on the same page about those criteria. All right, the second step in delegating effectively is to set a clear finish line. When is this thing due? And this is something a lot of managers don't do. Again, second mistake here in delegation. It's so obvious. When does this thing need to be completed? But managers and leaders, they omit this step for really natural reasons. And if you happen to be like a real driven type A kind of person, when you delegate something, the truth is when you wanted it yesterday. You're wishing it was already done, but you can't get to it. So that's why you're asking. And your expectation is that the other person is going to understand that time frame, that sense of urgency, and follow through in a, oh gosh, I wish this was yesterday, but today will do, and get it done. But that's not how other people are wired necessarily. And if they're a real process-driven person, they've got a list, they're working through their priorities, they're just going to put that on the bottom of the list. They'll get to it when they cross off everything else. So if you haven't said when something needs to be finished, that's something you want to start doing. It makes it easier for everybody. So that first step, what does successful outcome do? What does success look like for this? What's the outcome? Second, when does this thing need to be finished? And by the way, I like the word finish line here as opposed to deadline. So we all know what happens at a finish line. We're finished. It's complete. I don't know what happens at a deadline, but it can't be good. All right, you've been clear about what success looks like. You've delegated the outcome. You've set a clear finish line. Now comes the third step, and this is the critical step. This is the one that most leaders fail to do, even if they've done the first two. And that when you do it, it's going to make sure that when you delegate, things don't fall through the cracks. And the reason people make this mistake is so often is that it's based on a fundamental misunderstanding of delegation. So let's go back to our definition. Delegation is sharing responsibility and authority for a task. When you delegate, you share responsibility. You don't give up responsibility. You're still responsible to ensure that your team achieves what it is you delegated. So this is the final step. This is where the final step comes in. Whenever you delegate the task, the project, at that moment, the third thing you're going to do is schedule the finish. What do I mean by scheduling the finish? Schedule the finish. You're going to set a face-to-face meeting or a video conference type of meeting that doesn't have to be long, 5-10 minutes, where you're going to receive the project back. So when you delegate the task, you're going to be clear about the outcome. You're going to set that clear finish line. And right now, you're going to set a meeting where you're going to get the thing back. So what does this look like? Let's say that you have a prototype that needs to be done. So you ask someone on your team, or maybe a couple of folks, say, hey, listen, we need to create a prototype. This project is creating a prototype, the product that we're making, and here's what success looks like. The prototype can cost this much for your materials and your production, and it needs to be completed by this time. So you get that finish line. When it's put into production, the actual production cost would need to be XYZ. So now you've defined what does success look like. You've got the specifications that the prototype needs to meet. You've got the cost structure and you've got the production cost structure. You've been clear about here's the outcome and you've set a clear finish line. Now you say, okay, you know what? Let's have this product demo done 60 days from now. Okay, cool. The third thing you want to do is to schedule the finish, schedule that follow-up. When are you going to receive the task back? So if it's due 60 days from now, you look at the calendar and let's say that 60 days from now is August 15th. You say, okay, hey, listen, August 15th, let's get together at 3 o'clock for 15 minutes and we can take a look at your cost sheets, what you came up with, your production design ideas, and then let's put together a presentation that you can share with the team the following day. Here's the idea. When someone's going to sit down and look you in the eye and give back specific results, it's very unlikely that they're going to come to the meeting empty-handed. And if they do run into trouble along the way, odds are they're going to come and talk to you about it and say, hey, listen, I know we've got this meeting coming up in a couple of weeks and I'm really struggling here. I can't get you this particular element in at that price. And I'm wondering if you've got some other ideas or can point me in another direction. So when you bake that accountability in, when you close that loop ahead of time, and there's a point in time in which we're getting together and this is going to be declared done, makes it very likely it will be finished. And now you don't have to wonder, what happened to that task? What happened to that project? You don't have to chase anybody down. It's coming back. You've got a time on both of your calendars where it's taken care of. Now, let's talk about scheduling the finish, this third step when you have a longer project. Let's say that 60 days might be too long to go without a meeting. So you schedule something halfway, or you schedule some milestones. But here's the key. Just like that final meeting where you're going to receive it back, the delegee, the person who is doing the task, needs to bring something to those milestone or those check-in meetings. At the end, they're bringing the finished product or the finished process, the report, whatever it is that they did. But for the milestones, for the check-in meetings, you're going to have some other deliverables, maybe process deliverables along the way. So let's say you do a 15-day check-in or a 30-day milestone, and you say, okay, at that meeting, here's what it's going to be. It's going to be July 15th, and I'd like you to bring your estimates of the material costs to that meeting. So there's something specific, something tangible they're bringing to the meeting. You're not just showing up to the meeting going, hey, how's it going? And they go, oh, it's going great. But you don't know anything more than you did before. So it helps to structure it, helps to scaffold it so that there's a process along the way. And that's the difference between, you know, just walking down the hall and saying, hey, how's that product demo coming? Oh, it's going great. Yeah, we're sailing along. We're doing well. They may think they are, but maybe they haven't put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard or numbers to a spreadsheet, whatever it is, and they're to actually see what's happening. So as you do your check-ins and those milestones, there's a deliverable. You get to the end, you receive the project back, you've scheduled that time at the beginning, and that will ensure that the things that you delegate don't fall through the cracks. Okay, let's hit those three skills one more time. You want to delegate so nothing falls through the cracks and you get back quality work that you and your team can be proud of. First, delegate the outcome, not the process. Second, set a clear finish line. And finally, third, schedule the finish with a mutual meeting on both of your calendars where you'll receive the project back. Hey, thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, I hope that you'll put the skills into practice. But more than that, I hope you'll subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication, leadership, management skills that will help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress for you and your team, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And that's certainly the case when you're delegating effectively. And I have a guide that you can print out and use to walk your team through all of these same kinds of communication skills together, that working together, you're going to reduce your team stress, you're going to improve morale and productivity. And you can find that guide at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. All kinds of activities there, specific phrases your team can use with one another. You can examine specific kinds of conflicts that are common in your team or your organization, come up with solutions to them. And that's just scratching the surface. So much more there. So thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford, over at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work on the episode. Until next time, delegate so nothing falls through the cracks and you get back quality work, and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.